previously on Joseph and his brothers.
Joseph has just arrived Dothan, where his brothers were taking care of the sheep. His father Jacob had sent him to observe what his brothers were doing and report back to him. Obviously, his brothers are not happy with him, and now they've made a plan to kill him.
Come, my friend, what have you come to do here? Okay, let us assume you were sent here by father. Your dreaming little head did not tell you that your brothers may be hungry and that you should carry some bread along?
And Joseph, my ruler, must you show off with pride wherever you go wearing this coat?
Zebulon taps Judah, giving him a sign to distract Joseph so they can execute their plan. But at Canaan, Benjamin laid in the tent. He came down with a fever. His nurse Pura has gotten some herbs that will help him get over the fever.
You?
No, I don't want these herbs. They're so bitter.
Benjamin, I need you to drink it now so that you can be well before Joseph returns. I believe you do not want Mother Leah to come here and force you herself.
Pura forces Benjamin to open his mouth and take the herbs. Benjamin struggles with his mouth closed. Amidst their struggles, the herb spills on the floor.
Lie down and make sure you do not leave this tent.
Back in the field, Reuben and Gad had led some of the sheep to the east side of the field in Dothan for greener pastures. Judah distracted Joseph with talks and led him to walk with him. Some of the other brothers tagged along. Joseph walked through the field with his brothers, unknown to him about their plans.
My brothers, please do not do this. Do not kill me.
This is a story of Joseph and his brothers, episode 7, Sold Out, by the Royal Theatre. After the brothers had thrown Joseph into the empty well, they sat down in their usual chit-chat mood.
Oh, what a good day to be alive.
Levi, let me have my share of the bread that we collected from the deep sleep game.
Aha! I almost forgot that we have something to celebrate. The end of this dreamer. We shall see if Benjamin will even dream of dreaming.
Do you know a dreamer?
Yes, I know a dreamer.
Yes, I know a dreamer. Do you know where he lives?
Yes, I know where he lives.
Where can I find him?
Inside the empty well. Inside the empty well.
That was a good one.
Down in the well, Joseph had made several attempts to climb up the well. The more he tries, the more hopeless he became. He's yet to notice the blood and the bruises on his hands and knees from the walls of the well as he made his way down the well.
Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and my father Jacob.
Big brothers, help me out of here.
My brother's no more there.
Big brothers, help me if you can hear me.
You cannot hear me. My Lord, my Heavenly Father, take me out of this pit. This is not the dream you showed me. Why did you allow this to happen to me? Am I paying a price for being loved? Are you trying to teach me a lesson? What What will become of my dream? Why have you, my big brothers, do this to me? Who will stay with Benjamin? Oh, Father! My father will be heartbroken. Is anyone still out there? Please help me out. Father will not hear of this.
Outside the well, some of Joseph's brothers were taking stock of the cattle as the rest continued with their meals and chit-chats about Joseph, the dreamer.
Joseph, the dreamer. I thought they say that dreams do come true.
It is well with
just look at the fortune. Who will wear such a coat and not be filled with pride?
How many of us can boast of having anything close to the worth of this coat? Sometimes I wonder, what makes this boy special and different from us all?
It was not enough that his late mother stole our father's love and attention from our mother. And yet, he has done the same thing. It is as if we do not belong to the lineage of Abraham.
We toil all day with these flocks, yet our efforts are not appreciated. Good riddance.
Well, it is good that we acted on what we decided. At least, this will teach him a lesson. He will learn to honor his elders. If we fold our hands here, this small boy will want to be king over all of us.
My brothers, I know we have been through a lot, especially because of Joseph. But what is the next course of action? Is he going to remain there? What if he manages to escape? You know, this boy is strange. He can just disappear.
Disappear to where? Dan, there is no escape route for him. We are the only ones here. No one will save him.
Levi, if we were in the land of Canaan, I will be scared that someone might be spying on us. But relax. This is Dothan. He can remain in that well and die for all I care.
No, my brothers, he cannot remain there. We cannot possibly go back to the tent without him. What will you tell his father?
Why are you just troubled for this boy? Why?
Reuben, you worry much. We'll think of what to do. He's not going back home with us. Who knows? Father might start to notice your efforts and give you honors as his first son.
Thank you, Naphtali and Zebulon. But I'll say again, let us celebrate saying good radiance to bad rubbish.
Good radiance to bad rubbish.
Meanwhile, things did not seem well back home. Benjamin's condition was not getting better. Pura, Benjamin's nurse, felt frustrated, and she had to inform Leah about his condition.
Mother, Benjamin's condition is not getting any better. The boy has refused to drink the herb, but insists on seeing his brother Joseph. Maybe I should take the boy to his father.
How will you take him to his father cure him? Is my husband now a healer? Where is Dina? Dina! Besides, do you not know the condition of my husband? That you want to disturb his peace because of this boy?
But mother,
do you know more than me? What is it? Should I lose my husband because of Rachel's sons? Go and make sure he takes the herbs, and if he refuses, let him be. But let no one blame me if anything happens to him. Leave my chambers.
Mother, is anything the matter?
I do not know why Rachel will still not let me rest, even when she's no longer here with us. I am doing my best to be a good mother to her sons, but they are still pushing me. They are still pushing me.
I'm so sorry, Mother. Is there anything you need me to help you with right now? I need to go out to the city gate to check on...
Check on what? You're not going anywhere. Go and attend to Benjamin.
No one understands Leah's temper these days. Just as Joseph's brothers did not understand why Reuben suddenly worried about Joseph's welfare. Reuben left them to pick some herbs down south of the field.
Judah, is anything the matter with Reuben? He has been acting so strange since noon.
Isaka, maybe it is his women again.
I do not think so. No woman can put Reuben in this state. I guess he's worried about what to tell Father about Joseph. You know Father will inquire the whereabouts of his precious son, Joseph, from him.
That is not a problem. Is that why he left us here to go into the fields?
God, let him be. I think he also went to fetch some herbs for Benjamin.
While Joseph's brothers talked their time away, some travelers on horses bearing gifts were seen from afar. They had traveled from Gilead, and by their direction, they were heading down to Egypt.
Look, my brothers! Over there!
Who are those, Dan?
It seems they've been traveling a long distance. From what I have been told, and looking at them, I can tell they are great merchants.
Really? It seems they must be bearing treasures of gold and silver.
My friends keep talking about them and how they travel from one land to another for trade. They buy and sell anything, including humans, at very good price.
Humans?
Keep your voices down. Yes, and they sell humans as slaves to the great and mighty who need their services.
It is either they are going to trade or coming back from trading.
Yes, this is it. Yes.
What is it? Yes, what? Judah.
Simeon, my brothers, I think we have a solution for our worries. Take a look at these merchants.
What has these merchants got to do with what we are going to do with... No, Judah. You cannot be thinking that way.
Levi, do you have a better plan?
Judah, are you saying... Are you trying to say we should sell our brother Joseph to them?
This is not going to happen. Reuben will not hear of it.
This, brothers, is the best option. Is it not better than killing Joseph and having his blood on our hands? Think about it.
I know this boy is trouble, but selling our own brother, I don't know, but my heart is sinking.
I agree, Judah. I do not want this boy's blood on my hand. Let's just sell the boy to them. For a good price, too.
You may not like it, but we cannot leave the boy here or take him back to the tent as well.
That is another problem for one day. Joseph will never spare us. He will surely report us to Father should we take him back with us.
If we leave him here, that boy might escape, or someone will come to his rescue. We cannot take chances.
Oh, I trust Father. He will have our heads hanging on a tree if this gets to him.
So, do we all agree to selling Joseph?
This is just the best option.
We do not have another plan. It is agreed.
As soon as the merchants passed where the brothers were keeping flocks, Judah stood on their way and raised his hands. The merchants looked at each other, and one of them commanded the rest of them to halt.
Greetings to you. Greetings, great merchants. I come in peace.
Namaste. What do we have with you? And why have you stopped our caravan?
I would like to speak to your master. I have something he might be interested in.
Leave the way! We do not have time for chit-chats and your deep sleep games.
Ah, the nose.
We do not know you. We were warned about you and your tricks. Now, leave our way. We have businesses to catch up with.
Gentlemen, ladies, we were hoping to do business with you.
Business? We need to be on our way.
Hold on, feeble lady. I think a young, strong boy might interest you.
What did you call me?
Ho, ho, ho. Hold on. We do not want a fight. We have a boy for sale. I see you have a great company here. You might need an extra hand to help you with the work as you pitch your camp from city to city.
Interesting.
Three of the merchants came down from their horses and walked towards the sons of Jacob. God and Asher had thrown a rope into the well for Joseph. They pulled him out of the well gradually.
Thank you, big brothers. Thank God you did not leave me here. God heard me. You heard me.
Where is the boy?
Here is your boy.
Thank you, big brothers. Please take me home to father.
Be quiet. You should be happy. Your life is spared.
Yeah, this is the boy. He's young and full of energy. He will be just enough.
Enough for what?
If you do not shut your mouth, I will help you seal it.
The merchants examines Joseph and they nod in agreement.
He's young and fleshy. Looks like another pampered child.
I told you. He's over pampered.
But he looks very weak.
He looks weak because he has neither water or food since noon. But I assure you, he's a strong boy and will be useful to you.
We will have a moment.
The merchants went back to their caravan. They consult with other men. One of them talked to a huge man wearing a white robe on a white horse. He looks like the leader of the company. Joseph continues to plead with his brothers to please take him home.
Please, my brothers, take me home. Father will be worried by now. I will not...
Shut up there, my friend. As if we do not know you.
You be quiet and pray. These merchants agree to buy you. Else, you will be in for a bigger trouble.
Merchants return from their caravan.
Okay. We will have the boy. We will give you 15 bucks of money.
These men are rich. Persuade them to make it 30 bucks.
Please make it 30 bags. And you can keep the boy. He is full of dreams.
The boy does not look like some that is used to hard work. We are just buying him because we may have other use of him.
Take 20 bags or get out of our way.
Very well then. We shall have the 20 bags.
Tie the boy to the back of the canal and let's get moving.
We appreciate doing business with you. Do have a safe travel.
The servants of the merchant succeeded in tying the hands of Joseph together. They tied him to the back of other slaves with them, and they marched away.
Brothers!
Bye-bye.
Big brothers! Do not do this to me! No! Brothers, no! Benjamin, no!
hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for joining us. On this episode, Richard Chidebere as Reuben, Onome Ashaka as Judah, Banji Afolabi as Simeon, Ikenna Ajoku as Levi, Victor Don Pedro as God, Uche Oji as Natalie, Ota Umar Ben as Zebulon and Asha, Michael Ihunde as Isaka and Don, Thompson Chijoke as Joseph, Favor Thompson as Pura, Benjamin's nurse, Miriam Samuel as Aisha, Merchant 1, Blessing Charles as Hugger, Merchant 2, John Umogbai as Purang, Merchant 3. This episode was written by Vivian Wolu and Ota Umar Ben, directed and edited by Ota Umar Ben. Audio recording was supervised by Michael Ihunde, courtesy of the Royal Theatre. I am your storyteller, Success Thompson.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Royal Theatre. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up and click on the notification bell so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Kindly drop your comments below on the comment box. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite lines on this episode and why. Let's get talking.